On Sunday, Mary Teresa Streck of Albany was ordained a woman priest in the Association of Roman Catholic Women Priests.
I don't see us as a breakaway at all. We're very much Roman Catholic women. We consider ourselves in good standing with the church. We are reforming the church from within.
A former Sister of St. Joseph, Streck is an artist and peace activist who is co-founder and director of the Ark Community Charter School in Troy. You didn't know there were female priests? Bridget Mary Meehan is a presiding bishop in the faith. She explains that when the Catholic Church was in its infancy, there were women who served as apostles and priests.
Jesus treated women as disciples and equals with the male apostles, and women were apostles. Mary Magdalene was an apostle, Junia was an apostle, and her husband Andronicus, they were outstanding apostles, Paul said, Romans 16, verse 7. So then, in the early church, you had women and men, but women who owned these house churches gathering the community to remember Jesus and to break bread, celebrate Eucharist. Later on, when the church became officially recognized and established by Constantine, it moved from the home into public space, and then gradually men started taking over as the sole ministers. But actually, women were ordained for the first 1,200 years of the church's history.
During the 12th century, a rule was approved forbidding priests to marry. Recent headlines suggesting Pope Francis may consider allowing priests to marry seems to reflect the changing cultural norms of modern society and could possibly signal allowing women to return to the priesthood, although that seems far off. In an article dated September 14th, Catholic Online says, quote, "If a change happens, it will be the result of careful deliberation, pastoral and prayerful contemplation." Mary Teresa Streck.
About Pope Francis, I think that he is certainly beginning change in the church, and he's probably moving at a pace where he thinks people will be able to accept the change. So maybe allowing married clergy first is a step in the right direction, and then opening the door to women would be the next.
Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany spokesman Ken Goldfarb responded to a request for comment on Sunday's ordination by email, saying in part, "The ceremony is not regarded by the Roman Catholic Church as a valid ordination, as evident by the fact it is not taking place in a Roman Catholic church." Goldfarb added, "The sacraments she celebrates are not considered valid in the eyes of the Roman Catholic Church." Nevertheless, Streck will now carry on the ancient tradition, taking on the role of a spiritual leader of a 40-person-strong Catholic community, a rainbow congregation of gay, straight, divorced, married, and single folks who expect to gather for services at the Unitarian Church on Washington Avenue in Albany, where Streck was ordained. The first meeting is set for October 20th at 3 p.m. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.